This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you. How'd I get here?
Anyone want some popcorn?
Unexpected and undeserved had for some reason cleared away the cobwebs. I realized I didn't hate the cabinet door. I hated my life, my house, my family.
Are you okay, Daddy? What happened?
My backyard. My power more. Nothing would ever change. Nothing new could ever be expected. It had to end. And it did. Now, in the dark world where I dwell, ugly things and surprising things and sometimes little wondrous things spill out at me constantly. And I can count on nothing.
Thank you. are alive. When really you're asleep in life's waiting room. The trick is to combine your waking rational abilities with the infinite possibilities of your dreams. Because if you can do that, you can do anything. Did you ever have a job that you hated, worked really hard at? Long, hard day work, finally you get to go home, get in bed, close your eyes, and immediately you wake up and realize that the whole day at work had been a dream. It's bad enough that you sell your waking life for minimum wage, but now they get your dreams for free.
I'm gonna go get some more. On this bridge, Lorca warns, life is not a dream. Beware, and beware, and beware. And so many think, because then happened, now isn't. But didn't I mention? The ongoing wow is happening right now. We are all co-authors of this dancing exuberance where even our inabilities are having a roast. We are the authors of ourselves, co-authoring a gigantic Dostoevsky novel starring clowns. This entire thing we're involved with called the world is an opportunity to exhibit how exciting alienation can be. Life is a matter of a miracle that is collected over time by moments flabbergasted to be in each other's presence. The world is an exam to see if we can rise into the direct experiences. Our eyesight is here as a test to see if we can see beyond it. Matter is here as a test for our curiosity. Doubt is here as an exam for our vitality. Thomas Mann wrote that he would rather participate in life than write 100 stories. Giacometti was once run down by a car, and he recalled falling into a lucid faint, a sudden exhilaration, as he realized at last something was happening to him. An assumption develops that you cannot understand life and live life simultaneously. I do not agree entirely, which is to say I do not exactly disagree. I would say that life understood is life lived, but the paradoxes bug me. And I can learn to love and make love to the paradoxes that bug me. And on really romantic evenings of self, I go salsa dancing with my confusion. Before you drift off, don't forget, which is to say, remember. Because remembering is so much more a psychotic activity than forgetting. Lorca, in that same poem, said that the iguana will bite those who do not dream. And as one realizes that one is a dream figure in another person's dream, that is self-awareness.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.